Chapter 8 Confusion Unlimited. Satan's angels, parading themselves as the creators, were pouring out confusion to this group of people, and they accepted it without hesitation. But confusion, like any other intoxicant, can cause individuals to become dizzy and to lose their sense of direction. And that is exactly what happened to those nice people in Oregon. A 500-year-old man. Reading through police reports on this case, I came upon one especially interesting account. It illustrates what a person is willing to believe once he or she starts down the road of listening to deception. David Green, Jr. had called for a police officer to visit him as he wanted to tell about a 500-year-old man who had been a guest in his house for almost 3 years. He thought it important to tell the police his side of the story so that he would not be misunderstood in case someone else had told them about it. Here is a short version of what the police officer wrote down. When I arrived at the Greens' house, I spoke with David, who said that during the time that this imaginary old man was in his home, Lynn Green was the only person who could see and communicate with this old man. This old man was named Timotheus. David said that as time went on, he was able to communicate with Timotheus also. David did explain that Timotheus was around for about 2 or 3 years. He also explained that while involved with this belief, he would sit in the middle of his living room floor and talk in tongues. David mentioned that when he went on spiritual trips, people that were present would ask him what he had seen. David mentioned that John Gentry also was able to do this spiritual traveling. On one occasion, Gentry and David both saw the same things while on a spiritual trip. David Green, Jr. and Lynn Green's black notebook contained additional information. Timotheus supposedly had lived more than 500 years ago in the Himalayan mountains, where he spent 2 years in a cave writing books of truth. These books were to stay in the cave until God decided to give them to his people during the time of the end. Angels claim to have brought Timotheus to stay at the Green home. The man was supposedly in another dimension that only Lynn could see in. He enjoyed riding in their new car and eating popsicles out of the freezer, sleeping or just sitting in a brown lounge chair, his favorite place to be. He liked to watch television, especially The Price is Right. Timotheus would tell David and Lynn Green about his family, wives, and children. They had turned away from God, and he had long outlived his whole family. God had offered Timotheus the choice of either going to heaven right then, but dying first, or staying on this earth where he would never die and would see Jesus come, but would start aging. During the time that he was with the Greens, Lynn saw him age some. This new light group had all kinds of excitement in their lives as fallen angels kept visiting them in response to their prayers. On one particular day, while the group was studying together, they were told they had the great honor of being visited by the 24 elders from around God's throne, and one additional surprise was that Queen Esther of the Bible was also with them. Lynn, John, and Cheryl could see and converse with them. Cheryl asked Esther about the gold ring she had on her finger. The queen replied that it was a wedding ring given to her by her husband, the king. Some of the angels stayed with David and Lynn for days at a time. The couple talked to and consulted with them about biblical topics and their daily living. Some of those angels claim to have interesting and attention-getting names. Here are a few of them I have taken from the 160 names listed in Dave and Lynn's black notebook. Angel of Truth, Angel of Mystery, Angel of the Morning, Angel of Deliverance, Angel of Gladness, Angel of Energy, Angel of Speed, Angel of Good Health, Angel of Great Strength, Angel of Warmth, Angel of Destruction, Angel of Was, Is, and Is to Be, Angel of Success, Angel of Motherhood, Angel of Tongues, Angel of Beyond the Stars, Angel of Trumpets, Angel of Dusk, Angel of Trees, Angel of 10 Names, Angel of a Long Journey. Besides this, the Greens believed that they could pray for and receive any angel they wanted to talk with, and that angel would fly down from heaven to answer any question they asked. Some of the advice the beings gave the Greens was intended to separate them more and more from the Seventh-day Adventist Church. The beings told them to read and pray at home on Sabbath instead of going to church because the group already knew more than all the other church members and the preacher was not spiritual enough to feed them. And listen to their opinion of evangelistic meetings. They are a waste of time and money. There were many times one of the group said, when we were together as a group, studying that Jesus himself would come down and answer our questions instead of an angel answering them. When Jesus would appear in Lynn's home, he came with thousands of angels, and she said that she could see the whole place light up from the brightness of Jesus and the holy angels. All the angels would be bowing at Jesus' feet while he was talking to us, either giving a message for the group or answering our questions individually. Lynn said Jesus smiled at us all the time and was always happy to come down among his people on earth and spend time visiting with them. Jesus would raise his hands over us and bless us and look up toward heaven and pray to his Father and asked him to bless and keep his children safe here on earth. Jesus told us that he knew we would be going through a lot of terrible things with the trials ahead, but that he would protect us from the attacks of the enemy, Satan. Angels brought messages from heaven on certain individuals' birthdays that were quite amazing. The members of the group received things that they referred to as spiritual gifts, things that were kept in heaven for them until their arrival there after Christ's second coming. For instance, on November of 1984, an angel reported that Jesus had given one woman a herd of 77 blue and white cows, as he knew how greatly she loved farm animals. The Lord Jesus also gave her 3 horses with wings, 1 stallion and 2 mares. Also, to her great delight, the being informed her that soon the mares would have little ones. And to add to her surprise, Elijah had come with the angel, and he gave her a big hug. More confusion. The following is a copy of a letter found among materials the Grant Pass Police Department obtained during the investigations they conducted in their effort to bring out the facts about the New Light movement and how its teachings could have led to the killing of two individuals. One of the active members of the movement, referred to at times as one of its leaders, wrote to a friend he was seeking to persuade. Except for name changes, I have reproduced the document as written, including the misspelled words. Dear Brian, you know that I am not much on writing letters, but I have a gift for you. I have learned many things since we last talked. There is a way to see and hear into the spiritual world. I don't remember what I told you a long time ago, but I will explain just a little bit. When you pray that your mind be clear and open, that all evil be behind us, as the Lord uses your own thoughts to talk to you, many people hear but don't know and make it as if they were their own thoughts. The same goes for angels. Sometimes they will stand right beside you and talk to you, and you think that you are talking with yourself. But how can you talk to yourself when you know what to say? There are two things it can be, evil spirits or good angels. It's like turning a radio to high frequency and learning to hold it there, for our minds to tend to wander very easily. So it takes practice, progressing in longer and longer periods of time. Evil tells you that you are talking to yourself and makes you think that, but pray for faith to keep listening. In the Bible, we seem to think that the voice of God was heard audibly all the time, but many times it was transferred by thought. It is men's spirit communing with God's spirit. For this worship in spirit, the inner man seeing is also the same way. Though one of our friends can see with his eyes the spiritual world, we see with spiritual vision. It is like a dream in the daytime. Pictures is another name. It is God using our imagination, for he is the one who created it. A lot of people have dreams at night because our conscious level cannot get in the way with preconceived ideas, doubt, or unbelief, therefore being able to accept it. Nightmares are from evil. From a small description of these gifts, we can see and hear angels. We have met and talked to many, and have made many friends whom we love very much, to date 160. Each other has a specific name, which also describes their duty. For example, Truth is the angel in charge of truth. Goodwill and joy brings and sings a lot joy. Rain brings rain and whatever else you can think of. For names there are many. There are special seven angels' thoughts. These seven are the seven spirits of God mentioned in Revelation. Their names are Michael, Gabriel, Sarachiel, Raphael, Raguel, Uriel, Phinuel. Under these angels run all the affairs of this universe. For every word in the Bible that deals with the earth and man, that is the name of angels. For my words are spirit and life. You have a companion angel to be your companion and friend, besides the guardian angel, and if you ask for more, they will come. Each angel has a personality as varied as people, but all love us very much. And if you tell them you love them, it makes them very happy, and they might even hug you. The tape I am sending you is a tape of the music that angels have made to show you that heaven is not the funeral music that your mom used to play on Sabbath. Boring. All musicians have the gift of music, says the angel of music, but most of the times they are influenced and used by the evil ones, and the music is perverted many times, It is just the music that is perverted and not the words, or vice versa. These songs were picked out from what he could get at the time, but there is many more. We have to wait and find them. I will tell you about a few of them. The eagle is representative of the angel Phanuel, and if you listen, you will recognize they are singing about angels. The whistler there is an angel called this, and if you think you see happy angel dancing to this song, believe it. The angel of music rewrote It's a Long Way Home and Logical Song, but the angels of poetry wrote the words to that logical song to listen to the words and see Jesus talking to us and let your spirit be happy. Each group has a certain percentage of music that is from the Lord. Some are 2%, Reverend Speedwagger, to ABBA 45%, to Fresh at 98%. So later I can send more if you want. Must go now, getting sleepy. Love, Henry. The writer of the above letter was not under the influence of alcoholic beverages or hard drugs while writing this letter, being totally dedicated to healthful living. Neither is he illiterate, having graduated from college. What we are seeing here is unlimited confusion produced by Satan and his fallen angels. They had messed up his mental faculties by moving upon his imagination and playing with his emotions. The being created in the person a strong sense of being wise because he had acquired so much new light from what he believed to be God's angels. It saddens me every time I see demonic spirits taking advantage of people. While Satan's angels are experts at deceiving human beings, they do not stop there, but find great pleasure in oppressing people in any way possible. According to letters that I have received from people who have had trouble with the supernatural, they love to annoy people, disturb them, trouble them, and upset them in every way they can, and they do not give up easily. Relentless in their activities, they are cold, cruel, and merciless. Strange woman. In the summer of 1986, Sharon Lee Halstead reported to me, David and Lynn told us about the great amount of information they had received from God and his angels regarding an extremely wicked being known as Strange Woman. She is the strongest evil power that can live in and inhabit a person's physical body against one's will. The being can read your mind and know what your every move is going to be. On this point and many others, she is more powerful than Satan himself. This information served to burden our minds with additional worry as we tried to avoid doing anything that could bring her into one's life. Even at that, John Gentry had an encounter with her that distressed him greatly, even to the point of thinking that he might die. In late spring of 1987, he had gone to bed earlier than usual and was curled up on his right side in the fetal position. Suddenly his body started shaking all over and he didn't understand what was going on. Lying there on top of the blankets, he tried to pray for God to help him. I called David and Lynn, as John had asked me to, and they told me it was an attack of the strange woman and demons, and that I was to command the demons out and to pray that they would not come back. David and Lynn were both on the phone with me at the same time. I was scared, not knowing what was wrong with John, and they told me that they would pray for us and that God would send extra angels to help battle the demons harassing John. After our phone conversation, I saw that John was still shaking. Then he got up and went into the living room and lay down in front of the heater. He remained there for almost 2 hours. I brought a blanket and covered him up while he prayed for God's help. An hour later, his body slowed down, and after another hour, the shaking stopped completely and he fell asleep. After that, John no longer wanted to talk about strange woman. Dave had told us that even talking about her would give her the right to trouble us. Sharon Lee said that the group believed that the supernatural being could read minds. Several Ellen White statements reject this idea. In the little book Confrontation on page 13, she says that Satan knew what Eve was thinking at the forbidden tree only because she was unconsciously talking out loud. Clearly, he could not directly read her thoughts. In Messages to Young People, page 328, and Book 1 of Selected Messages, page 122, she clearly states that Satan cannot read our thoughts. Also, how could any evil power be more powerful than Satan himself? Such questions should have cautioned the Greens' followers. But they did not analyze what they were being told and compare it with inspiration. Confusion and fear. I would like to share a bit more information about this alleged supernatural being. It shows what people can do when motivated by fear and appears in a court transcript of Deborah Halstead being interviewed under oath. Question, Deborah. I want you to talk about a couple of areas. First, about strange woman. Answer, okay. Question, Mr. Frazier mentioned and asked about strange woman. Answer, yeah. Question, back in the time period we're talking about, let's say September and October of 1988 and early November, when all of these events were taking place, were you informed that strange woman and Satan had been put someplace? Answer, yeah. Leo said that they, let's see, I can't remember if he said that we were supposed to pray about it or what exactly. But we prayed and asked that Sharon be made to learn about the strange woman before anyone else. And the whole reason we were having to pop tires and steal and do things was that Sharon asked to have the knowledge before anyone else. And that's what she got. And we started learning about her, and because we had learned about her, then we were being trained in how to fight against her and deal with her. And then at one point, we had prayed and asked that she and Satan be sent to the pit. And Leo said that they were bound and gagged and sent to the pit. And that's where they were. And in order to keep them there, we had to do these things. Question. Okay. Answer. Otherwise, they would get out and come and kill us. Question. So besides the fear of becoming totaled, if you didn't do this, do I understand you that also, you felt that you had to do these things to keep Satan and strange woman from getting to you? Answer, yes, from killing us. Question, so they had to be kept in the pit? Answer, yes. Question, now, Mr. Frazier also asked you, Deborah, about how you reacted to the threat of going totaled, and you said you know. Can you describe a little more graphically what your feeling was at the time? I mean, were you in mortal fear? Answer, we were in extreme terror, yes. Question, was it more important, well, your belief would be that? Answer, the spirit being more important than the body, yes. Question, yes. That you could give up the mortal body, but if you lost your soul, it was forever. Answer, right. Question, would you, Deborah, also, and it's difficult to do on a printed record, but when you say that Leo would be talking to an angel, would he be looking someplace? Answer, yes, he would be looking up. Question, just as I am looking at Mr. Frazier here? Answer, Miss Halstead nods head affirmatively. Court transcript of Josephine County and Yamhill County. The group was living under terrible bondage. Demonic spirits had robbed them of the peace of God's love, had crippled their intelligence, and kept them thinking continually about all the evil that could overwhelm them. They had lost sight of our great Redeemer Jesus and his power to defeat his enemies, no matter what they did. To help us understand some of the pressures they found themselves under, consider some things Sharon said during our prison interview. Quote, "In October of 1988, my sister Deborah, my boys and I were driving to Medford on another mission given us by an angel. As I was driving, I felt angry at how God's angels were always rushing us on to another mission, with barely any rest in between. I wanted to do the Lord's will, and to do his will meant obeying immediately when given a mission. An angel told us that this would please him greatly. I hated being rushed about, but felt driven to complete a mission out of fear of offending God and being lost. For a few miles, I had a very strong urge to plow my car into the rear end of a semi I was following. I could not understand why we were having to drive so much in doing things for God. I was tired and very stressed at doing them. I wanted to just ram my car into the back end of that big truck and end it all. The tremendous urge to do that went on for several miles. Then I decided not to do it because I really wanted heaven, and I knew that if I were to destroy myself, I wouldn't reach it, and neither would my children and sister. Today I know and understand why our Heavenly Father didn't allow me to destroy myself." End of quote. Another time Sharon described how she felt while told by an angel to go to a certain store and steal things, how she hated doing it. "These crimes were never planned or premeditated, but at the spur of a moment acted upon the directions given to Leo by an angel. Having never stolen anything in my life, I hated doing it, but had been told it was a test of my faith and loyalty to God, and if I did not obey God's direction, he would remove my spirit from my body, and I would be totaled too, because if I was not following God, then I was following Satan. Then one day an angel told Leo that the Green's son had chosen not to follow God, and that the parents, because of their love for their son, had followed him and also became totaled, that God had taken their spirits to heaven, and they were looking down upon us and wanted us to destroy their physical bodies so the demons could not possess and control them to use to hurt God's people. I began to worry and dreaded the day we would be told by an angel to destroy them. It was not our duty to destroy the bodies of all who were totaled. For instance, we were told that almost all of the police department and Grants Pass residents were totaled, but we were to kill only those we were specifically told to destroy." End of quote. As we have seen, confusion and fear can lead people to do some strange and horrible things.